Matt, it must feel good to return back home after a long stretch away.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been in the Dome, so I think everybody's fired up about playing there on Sunday, and I'm sure all the Falcons fans around town are excited to be able to get down to the Dome. I'm sure it'll be rocking on Sunday, and I think everybody's ready.
How nice is it to have a win in there, a couple wins going, and then still have a shot at the division, a serious shot?
Yeah. Obviously each year shakes out differently, and one thing I've learned in the 7 years of doing it is that you just don't know how things are going to play out. And so, we're in position that, we kind of control our own destiny, but we have to take it one week at a time and hopefully play our best football this week and down the stretch. And I think if we focus and concentrate on that, at the end of the year, hopefully we'll be in a position where we can keep playing.
Matt, how do you get a couple more plays going down the field?
Well, I think it's a couple things. We've got to hit them when they're there. I mean, we've had opportunities to take some shots down the field. We just haven't hit as many as we would like. And then, from a schematic standpoint, we've got to figure out ways to, maybe take another shot here or there. And that's something that we've talked about in our rooms. But, from a player's perspective, I think that, when it's there, we've got to be opportunistic. And that's something that I think we've talked about the last couple of weeks. We've done a decent job of it, but we still need to do a better job.
Have been good there.
There's been some chances. I think so. There's been some chances and just a little bit off, across the board and on making those plays. And so, when they present themselves, we got to make them.
Matt, regarding your fourth quarter comebacks, you're talking to your teammates in the huddle. Can you just kind of talk about your mentality in the huddle? They talk about your no panic, but your demeanor and what you find to be most effective in leading the guys down the field for a comeback.
Well, I think it's just doing your job. That's my message or whatever in that situation. It's, believe we're going to do it. Go out there, just execute your job. We've got a great plan and believe that we're going to get it done. And guys have bought into that. I mean, it's not me. I mean, we've had, 10 other guys out on the field pulling their weight and making plays when we've needed to the last 2 weeks. And in this league, that's what you've got to do. Games are going to come down to, the fourth quarter. I mean, there's incredible parity, across the league, and that no blink mentality. Guys got to buy into that, and I think they have.
As often as you've done it, do nerves still play a factor? No nerves, you just go out there and confidently do it?
I mean, for me, I think the butterflies or the nerves are before games, and then once you get into it and you're out there playing, that's what we train so hard for. That's why we practice the way that we do. That's why we meet. And that's why we prepare the way that we do, so that when we get into those situations, we feel like we've been there before. And I think, that's what we've done a good job of in the past, is trying to recreate those situations during the week so that when we get there on Sunday, we've been there.